I'm Yong Kun Lee from USTC. Today I'm going to present our work, SmartMD, a high-performance deep learning engine with mixed pages. And this is a joint work with the University of Texas Arlington and the Chinese University of Hong Kong. We looked at to improve memory access performance, translation local side buffer is used to cache some address mapping from virtual address to physical address. However, TLB is usually very small. And when TLB miss happens, we have to access the page table from memory. For example, if memory is managed in unit of 4 kilobytes, then 4-level address mapping is required to support the transition from virtual address to physical address. So this process may introduce high latency overhead. Even worse, in virtualized system, both the guest and the host has a separate page table. So if a TLB miss happens, to translate from guest virtual address to host physical address, we may need a two-dimensional page table walk. And this process may introduce up to 24 memory references. Besides, the uneven increase of TLB and memory size may further exacerbate this problem. So to address this issue, large pages are supported in current operating systems to improve memory access performance. With large pages, for example, 2 megabytes, we can use one entry in the page table to denote a 2 megabytes contiguous memory region. So by using this strategy, we can reduce the number of page table entries and also enlarge the TLB coverage. So the memory access performance can be finally improved. To further look at the benefits of large pages, we run several benchmark programs in virtualized system by enabling large pages in either guest, host, or in both cases. As shown in this table, where the baseline is to use base pages in both guest and host, we can see that enabling large pages can improve memory access performance by around 30% in many cases. And this improvement ratio may be reached up to 68% in some cases. However, using large pages may also introduce some other issues to the system. One particular case is deduplication. If we manage memory in unit of 4 kilobytes, then redundant data can be found very common among different virtual machines. However, if we use 2 megabyte pages, then very few large pages are exactly the same. So large pages actually reduce the deduplication opportunities a lot. To further look at this issue, we run several benchmark programs with two different deduplication schemes. As shown in this table, if we run deduplication with base pages, which means that pages are managed in four kilobytes, then we can see that we can save at most around 50% of memory. However, if we use large pages in deduplication, this percentage reduces to around several percent. So using large pages is very bad for deduplication. We also see that there exists a trade-off actually between access performance and deduplication rate. In particular, using base pages can achieve a high deduplication rate, but it may affect the access performance of memory system. On the other hand, large pages can improve access performance, but reduces the deduplication opportunities. So the question is, can we enjoy both benefits of high access performance and high deduplication rate simultaneously? The answer is yes. To address this issue, we propose SmartMD, an adaptive management scheme with mixed pages. SmartMD first monitors page information and then adaptively splits or reconstructs large pages so as to achieve efficient management with mixed pages. To further show how SmartMD works, let me first look at one important observation. As shown in this table, shown in this figure, the upper one shows the location of large pages which have a high access frequency. And the bottom one shows the location of large pages which have a high repetition rate. By comparing these two sub-figures, we can see that many pages in the system may have high access frequency, but few duplicate sub-pages. On the other hand, some pages have low access frequency, but a very high repetition rate. So based on this observation, SmartMD first develops some lightweight schemes to monitor page information, including access frequency and repetition rate. Then use this monitored information, it adaptively selects and some candidate pages to split or reconstruct. In particular, for code pages with high repetition rate, we choose to split them into base pages so as to achieve high deduplication rate. On the other hand, for hot pages with low repetition rate, we just keep them in large pages. And for some split large pages, if they become hotter again, we also reconstruct them back to large pages for high access performance. To realize this idea, several key issues should be addressed. For example, how to efficiently monitor access frequency and repetition rate, and how to adaptively convert from between base pages and larger pages, including the reconstruction of split large pages. First, to monitor access frequency, we use a scan thread, which scan pages periodically. And in each scan interval, for example, 6 seconds, we first reset the access bits of all pages and sleep some time to receive some memory accesses. And then we check the access bits and update the access frequency accordingly. For example, if the access bit is set, then we increase the access frequency of this page by one. Otherwise, we decrease it by one. Finally, we sleep some time until this scan interval ends. And to keep the access frequency of each large page, we use a counter to maintain this information in memory. Similarly, in each scan interval, we also estimate the repetition rate of each large page. In particular, for each large page, we should check all of its sub-pages. And for a particular sub-page, if it's found to be a duplicate, then we will set a label for it. And then we can estimate the repetition rate of this large page and use a counter to maintain this information in memory. However, checking every sub-page should be time-consuming, so we also use counting balloon filter and sampling techniques to speed up this process. For the counting balloon filter, the number it can be viewed as a one-dimensional vector, and the number of entries in this vector is actually set as 8 times the number of base pages. And each entry is a 3-bit counter, and we also use 3 hash functions to locate a particular page. By using these settings, the false positive can be limited under 3%. And to locate a particular page, we first use these 3 hash functions to compute 3 indexes, and then we check these 3 counters. If their values are or greater than 0, then we say this page is a duplicate. Otherwise, it's not a duplicate, and we will also insert this page into the Bloom filter by updating the counters. And if a large page was first scanned, then we will check all of its sub-pages, which means that 512 sub-pages, and insert all of these pages in the counting Bloom filter. Otherwise, we only sample 25% of sub-pages and use the this information to estimate the repetition rate of this large page. So we can save a lot of CPU cycles. After monitoring the access frequency and the repetition rate, SmartMD selectively splits or reconstructs large pages. For example, if the access frequency of a particular page is less than some code threshold, which means that this page can be taken as a code page, and if its repetition rate is greater than some repetition threshold, which means that this large page may contain a lot of duplicate data, then we will split it into base pages. On the other hand, if the access frequency is greater than some hot threshold, which means that this page may receive a lot of access from users, then we will reconstruct it back to a large page. And we also dynamically adjust these threshold parameters based on memory utilization. For example, if memory utilization is very low, then we will try to keep many pages in base pages In larger pages, so as to achieve high access performance. On the other hand, if memory utilization is really high, then we will try to split more pages so as to save more memory. In terms of the implementation, split was well supported by Linux, but the reconstruction process is not. So to reconstruct a large page, we need to first gather all of its subpages. For example, we have to migrate remapped subpages and break shared subpages so as to make sure that all the 512 subpages reside in a contiguous 2 megabyte memory region. And then we can recreate a page decryptor for this large page and update the corresponding page table. Finally, for deduplication, we simply modify KSM's deduplication algorithm to merge duplicate pages. And this algorithm actually uses two read-block tree to manage candidate pages. The difference is that with the monitored information, for each base page, we first check whether its duplicate label is set. If yes, then we will use this algorithm to merge. Otherwise, we also check the counting bloom filter to see this page is a duplicate. If this counting bloom filter gives the answer yes, then we will also set the duplicate label for this base page and run the deduplication algorithm to merge it. Otherwise, we just skip all of these pages to save CPU cycles. By using these duplicate labels, SmartMD can improve deduplication efficiency because it only compares the pages which has duplicate labels being stated. So the number of candidate pages needed for comparison is reduced, and the height of the read block trees is also reduced, and the total number of comparisons required to merge your page in the two read block trees is also reduced, so we can save some CPU cycles. Finally, to evaluate the performance of SmartMD, we configure the host to have two Intel processors with 64 gigabytes memory, and we boot up four virtual machines on one physical CPU, and each virtual machine is assigned one virtual CPU and 4 gigabytes memory. Both guests and the host are installed with Ubuntu operating system, and we consider five different workloads, and the memory demands of each workload without deduplication is shown in this table, which ranges from 1.7 gigabytes to 4 gigabytes. We first look at the overhead of SmartMD. This table shows the average CPU utilization sampled in every second. We can see that SmartMD requires around 13% of CPU cycles because it has to monitor the access frequency and the repetition rate. However, the total CPU consumption is actually reduced. So this overhead is negligible. For memory overhead, SmartMD needs to store counting bloom filter and requires two counters to keep the access frequency and repetition rate for each large page. So this overhead is actually small. For example, around tens of megabytes for 16 gigabytes of memory. To evaluate the performance of SmartMD, we compare it with other three schemes. The first one is KSM, which was already supported in Linux operating system. KSM aggressively splits large pages. So this scheme can be viewed as the best one for achieving the largest memory save. The second scheme is low splitting, which deduplicates memory in unit of 2 megabytes pages, which means that it uses large pages or the time. So it will not split any large page. So this scheme can be taken as the best for memory for access performance. The last one is engines, which was recently proposed to manage memory with mixed pages. It also supports deduplication, but it only splits large pages with low access frequency and not considering repetition rate. So since KSM and low splitting stand for two extreme points on the trade-off curve, so we first compare SmartMD with these two schemes. The upper row shows the performance, and the baseline is the low splitting scheme, which represents the best case for memory access performance. And the bottom row shows the memory save. We can see that SmartMD achieved similar performance with low splitting scheme, and similar memory save with KSM, which means that it actually takes both benefits simultaneously for this benchmark programs that we studied. And we also compare it with engines. For memory access performance, these two schemes are very similar, so we didn't show the results in this slide. And for memory 7, SmartMD can save 30% to 2.5 times more memory than engines. And we also studied the performance of SmartMD in over-committed system. And in this case, we limit the host of the memory by running an in-memory file system and enumerate the over-commitment level by adjust the ratio of memory demand of all VMs to usable memory size from 0.8 to 1.4. And we can see that even in over-commitment cases, SmartMD can achieve up to around 38% of performance improvement over other schemes. And finally, we also studied the impact of neural machine. We set two virtual machines on one physical CPU and another two VMs on a different CPU. And this table shows the performance reduction of running SmartMD on a single CPU or on a Luma machine. And the baseline is a low splitting scheme, which achieves the best access performance. We can see that the extra performance reduction on Luma machine is actually less than 2% compared to running on a single CPU. So Luma effect of SmartMD is actually really small. Now, let me quickly summarize our work. We found that there exists a trade-off to manage memory systems. Large pages improve memory access performance, but reduce deduplication opportunities. And many pages may have a high access frequency, but few duplicate sub-pages. So we propose SmartMD, an adaptive scheme to manage memory with mixed pages. By submitting code pages with high repetition rate and reconstruct hot pages, SmartMD can simultaneously take both benefits of a higher memory access performance and high memory saving. Thanks very much. I'm more than happy to take any question.
People should line up behind Fred.
With baseball bats? Hi, Fred Douglas, Dell EMC. So can you go back a couple of slides? You had your overcommitment slide, which you went through fairly quickly there. And you had just a couple of applications where you're actually giving examples of how they behave and talked about no overcommitment, slight overcommitment, and severe overcommitment. But in the previous slide, when you had more applications, you never said what the, or maybe this one, the one before, I guess, what was the, no, go back to. One more.
A forward.
There. No, back.
Back.
There. Stop. Okay. What is the level of memory commitment in this environment? If you have no overcommitment, then deduplication doesn't matter. You don't need the memory. And if you have a higher level, then, you know, whatever. So what is your default here? What is your level of memory overcommitment for these graphs
here? In the previous experiments, the memory usage is very, memory utilization is very low, which means that we didn't run the in-memory file system. So we, except for this experiment, the memory utilization is very low.
Okay.
And we fixed the threshold. For example, the code threshold, the hot threshold, and we do not dynamically change the parameters for this particular experiment. And we evaluate the effect of the adaptive scheme in the over-commitment case. Yeah.
So what about other applications? You're only showing a couple of them here.
Sorry?
You're only showing two applications here in terms
of
the effect.
We also studied other three applications, but the results are very, the trend is very similar.
There.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
For example, the ratio, but the exact number may not be the same. Yeah.
Thank you for your talk. I'm Jonggyu Park from Sungkyu University. You mentioned about overhead of monitoring and other stuff, but I'm curious about the overhead of some splitting or reconstruction
overhead
of large page, large page. And additionally, I'm curious about if like the behavior of TLB when we perform splitting and reconstruction of a large page, which is already located in TLB.
Can you repeat your question again?
So my first question is the overhead of some splitting and reconstruction.
Overhead of splitting, right?
Yeah.
Actually, the overhead of splitting is very, very small, but the overhead of reconstruction is very large. So we have to limit the number of reconstruction in each interval. But because for splitting, we only need to change the page descriptor and update the mapping table, right? We do not need to map the data. But for reconstruction, we may need to relocate some region and rewrite data to the new place. So it's for reconstruction, it's time consuming. But for splitting, it's actually really fast.
So my another question is, I'm curious about the behavior of TLB when you perform splitting and reconstruction of a large page which is already located in TLB. Like,
you mean the behavior of TLB, right?
Yeah, so you have to flush the entries and...
Actually, for TLB, if no matter you use large pages or small pages, it caches, for example, 1,000 entries. We didn't touch that part. Yeah.
We have time for one more question.
Thank you. So this is Xinling from NetApp. Very nice work. So I have one question. So it seems to me you are trying to only identify duplicated base pages within one large page. Have you considered trying to find the duplicated like base pages across different large pages?
Yeah, actually, this duplication is found among all large pages, not in the same large page. Because, for example, when we use the counting balloon filter, no matter this page belongs to which large page, we will insert it into the counting balloon filter and then check whether this page is duplicated or not.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you.